We were discussing how a person should never give up on tshuva. And the greatest example of that, the Talmud tells us in Avodah Zarah about Elazar ben Durdaya. And if there are children listening to this, so this isn't for you. You're welcome to go listen to another class. The story is about Elazar ben Durdaya, the Jew, who spent his life worshipping idols. And he was also a diligent person. He researched every prostitute that existed, and he visited her. And the Talmud says there wasn't a woman, there wasn't a prostitute around he hadn't sampled. And there wasn't a sin he hadn't performed. His whole life, he was doing terrible deeds. And in the end, so he doesn't tell us the full story. He just tells us he really regretted it and did tshuva. But the Talmud tells us more details. I don't know why he leaves out the details. You guys know the story?
No.
Okay. So Talmud tells us that one time he heard that there was this fantastic woman out in on some island, and that he had to pay her a large fee. So he took that sum of money, and he had to cross 7 rivers to get there. And when it came time to do what they do, so she passed there. And she, that's not what she's supposed to do. That's not what they're paying her for. So she said, you know, just as I can't take that back, well, Elazar ben Durdaya, you're never going to get back to the fold. You're never going to be able to do tshuva. So then he said, what? Stop. Pause. Rewind. Threw himself off the beds, ran away, went between 2 mountains. And he said, this is what the Talmud tells us, the Sefer Masiyot does not quote the full story, we'll fill in from the Talmud. He turned to the mountains and said, mountains, hilltops, beg on my behalf, ask for mercy. And they said, how can we talk about you? We got to worry about our own lot. The verses describe that the mountains are ultimately going to be destroyed. We have to worry about ourselves, our own future. So he turned to the heavens and the earth and he said, heavens, earth, pray for me. And the heavens and the earth said, before we could pray on your behalf, we have to worry about ourselves. The verse says that the heavens will turn to smoke, the earth will wear out. We're worried about our own future. He turned to the sun and the moon and he said, sun and moon, ask for mercy on my behalf. And they said, before we worry about you, we got to worry about ourselves. The verse says, the moon will ultimately be shamed, the sun will ultimately be embarrassed. We don't have such a bright future. We have to worry about ourselves. He turned to the stars and he said, stars and zodiac, ask for mercy on my behalf. They said, before we worry about you, we got to worry about ourselves. It says all the army of the heaven is going to wear out. So he says, no one's going to turn to God on my behalf. No one's going to pray on my behalf. It's up to me. He put his head between his knees. And he started weeping. And he wept so bitterly. He wept so sincerely that he passed away. And a heavenly voice came out and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, you are set aside for the world to come. Meaning he did a complete tshuva. He has a portion in the world to come. And the Talmud over there says, Yesh koneh olamo b'sha'achat. There are people who in a short time can acquire their whole world. And some people take 70 years. So a person does real tshuva, so then real tshuva can throw him, shoot him up. Chazal say that Rebbe was blown away when he heard this. Rebbe said, he started weeping. He said, you know, we work so hard to attain the title Rebbe. And this man, the heavenly voice says, Rebbe Elazar ben Durdaya. In heaven, they gave him smicha. You see what tshuva's worth in heaven? In heaven, they called him Rebbe Elazar ben Durdaya. So that's the story, and that's the important concept, that a person should be sincere in his remorse over his past, and he shouldn't give up on himself or on his chances of getting back, because it doesn't matter how far a person's gone, Hashem is always waiting for his return. And we'll pick up with the third and fourth concepts of tshuva, Bezat Shem, next time.